October 2008, Lehman Brothers collapses. Markets plunge. Across the world, investors experience something primal, a fear that makes hearts race, palms sweat, minds freeze. This wasn't rational calculation failing. This was biology. The same fear response that saved our ancestors from saber-toothed tigers was now sabotaging retirement accounts and triggering a global financial meltdown. Here's the uncomfortable truth. We're making 21st century financial decisions with Stone Age brains, and this mismatch explains almost everything puzzling about markets, from why smart people panic sell at the bottom to why certain investors consistently beat supposedly efficient markets. Traditional economics assumed we're rational calculators. Neuroscience reveals we're collections of evolutionary adaptations, some brilliant, some catastrophically mismatched to modern finance. Understanding this gap changes everything about how we see investing, risk, and market behavior. For decades, the efficient markets hypothesis dominated economics with an elegant premise. Markets incorporate all available information, making future movements unpredictable. This theory spawned the multi-trillion dollar index fund industry and convinced generations that beating the market was futile. Yet contradictions persisted. Warren Buffett consistently outperformed. James Simon's Medallion Fund achieved 34.4% annual returns over 11 years, statistically impossible under efficient market theory. When the Challenger exploded in 1986, markets identified Morton Thiokol as responsible within minutes through stock movements, months before official investigations. But then came 2008, when those same efficient markets nearly destroyed the global economy. Even Alan Greenspan admitted fundamental errors in understanding market function. The reality? Markets aren't governed by physics, but by biology, the same principles of adaptation, competition, and survival shaping all living systems. Sometimes markets display extraordinary wisdom, sometimes spectacular madness. We needed a framework explaining both. Deep within your brain sits the amygdala, an almond-shaped structure linking memories to fear. When pilot Robert Thompson walked into a convenience store and felt compelled to leave, his amygdala had detected danger his conscious mind missed, saving him from an armed robbery. This fire alarm bypasses normal processing, triggering responses before awareness. Brilliant for survival, disastrous for investing. Neuroscientists discovered financial gains activate the same brain regions as cocaine, the nucleus accumbens, your pleasure center. Losses trigger areas processing physical pain. Your brain literally can't distinguish between losing money and being physically hurt. Monitored traders showed physiological responses to market events, but successful ones exhibited controlled emotional reactions. Those reporting intense emotions performed significantly worse. The counterintuitive revelation: emotion isn't rationality's enemy, it's essential. Antonio Damasio's patient Elliot had frontal lobe surgery that eliminated emotional responses while leaving intelligence intact. He could no longer make rational decisions. Without emotion, everything becomes equivalent, making judgment impossible. We need feeling to think clearly, but in the right amount and contexts. Evolution applies to any system where characteristics copy across generations. In markets, ideas evolve faster than genes. Consider probability matching, when people randomize choices to match environmental frequencies rather than always choosing the highest probability option. Economists call this irrational. Evolution reveals otherwise. Imagine creatures choosing between valley nests, ideal when sunny, and plateau nests, ideal when rainy, in an environment with 75% sunshine. Always nesting in valleys maximizes individual survival, but guarantees extinction when it rains. Probability matching at 75-25 maximizes group survival over generations. What looks irrational individually becomes optimal evolutionarily. Hedge funds exemplify evolution at thought speed. Alfred Winslow Jones created the first modern hedge fund in 1949 with $100,000. By the 2000s, thousands existed, each adapted to exploit specific market niches, like Darwin's finches developing specialized beaks. David Shaw founded D.E. Shaw & Co. in 1988, knowing almost nothing about finance, but everything about pattern recognition. He hired mathematicians and scientists, modeling his firm after academic research. They advanced so far they could identify flaws in strategies just by examining simulated returns. Markets aren't machines. They're ecosystems where strategies compete, adapt, and evolve. The adaptive markets hypothesis rests on five principles that overturn traditional economics. First, we're biological entities shaped by evolution, neither perfectly rational nor hopelessly irrational. Second, we display biases but learn from experience and revise our mental shortcuts. Third, we possess abstract thinking and forward-looking analysis, evolution at thought speed. Fourth, market dynamics emerge from our interactions as we adapt to each other and changing environments. Fifth, survival drives competition, innovation, and adaptation. During the Great Modulation from the 1930s to mid-2000s, U.S. markets experienced remarkable stability. Buy-and-hold strategies worked beautifully because the environment remained constant, allowing simple heuristics to approximate optimal behavior. Then everything changed. The fourth quarter of 2008 saw the highest volatility since the Great Depression. The traditional principle that riskier assets earn higher returns broke down. Examining rolling five-year periods revealed a negative correlation between risk and return. Investors were sometimes punished, not rewarded, for taking risk. The old rules stopped working because the environment had fundamentally shifted. Understanding markets as ecosystems rather than machines explains both their wisdom and their periodic madness. The financial system isn't mechanical. It's an ecosystem where interdependent species struggle for survival. In the 1990s, mortgage brokers beyond traditional banks began originating loans and selling them to investment banks, which packaged them into complex securities. The mortgage ecosystem exploded from $480 billion in 1996 to over $3 trillion by 2003. As Paul Krugman noted, Americans make a living selling each other houses paid for with money borrowed from the Chinese. When the Fed raised rates 17 times between 2004-2006, homeowners with adjustable-rate mortgages began defaulting. Even with perfect foresight, preventing the crisis would have been nearly impossible. Robert Shiller identified the housing bubble in January 2005, yet prices climbed another 15% before peaking. The adaptive markets hypothesis explains why. Greed overwhelmed fear. As Citigroup CEO Chuck Prince said in summer 2007, "As long as the music is playing, you've got to get up and dance." Months later, he retired after massive losses. Financial disasters create tight coupling between previously unrelated assets. When systems become both complex and tightly coupled, disasters become inevitable, not from individual failures, but from systemic fragility. John Maynard Keynes envisioned a future free from economic necessity, a Star Trek-like age of abundance. We're closer than we think. Cancer research exemplifies this. Breakthroughs accelerate exponentially, yet funding gaps create a valley of death, preventing treatments from reaching patients. The solution? Financial diversification. Investing in 150 projects simultaneously raises success probability to 98%, potentially generating $37 billion. A mega fund financed through bonds could let everyday Americans invest alongside pension funds, like World War II war bonds, but for curing cancer. This is applied evolutionary thinking. Converting uncertainty into manageable risk through proper structures makes almost anything possible. Curing diseases, developing clean energy, moderating climate change. Finance isn't about greed. The adaptive markets hypothesis shows profit alone doesn't explain success. We're motivated by fear, greed, fairness, and imagination. Humans uniquely formulate expectations and respond to vision. With proper expectations, financing, and vision, we can accomplish extraordinary things. We stand at an evolutionary inflection point with unprecedented capacity to shape our future. Your financial decisions aren't just about money, they're about what kind of world becomes possible.